You see, the release time has, of course, a lot to do with what I do or do not say about the video.
Yeah.
If I am to be halfway open about this and have the feeling that that the press is going to come in disguised as scholars and use this for compromising purposes, then of course that's not what we are after.
No, it is information that is not a device to create problems.
At least not by the way.
Yes.
Okay, I think I get the idea.
So I am Andrew Decker interviewing Thomas Messer on October 10th, 1994. And Mr. Messer is going to start, I hope, by telling us about your early interest in art and growing up and how it came to be that you became interested in running a major American museum.
Well, how to begin? I was born in Czechoslovakia, and my father, who taught at the Charles University in Prague, was an art historian, although that was not the subject he taught. And so I was surrounded on the one hand by his interests, and went to his lectures and looked at the slides that he showed to students and so on. And on the other hand, my mother's family, who lived chiefly in what is today Bratislava, where I was born, were professional musicians. And so both art and music, and for that matter literature, were part of my home and spiritual inheritance. So there was really no time at which this was outside of my orbit. But because of various reasons, particularly the economic picture in my youth, there was no thought of my studying either art or music professionally, and I was sent to study chemistry in Prague and graduated from what was corresponding to a little more than an undergraduate college with a chemistry degree. And when I received a one-year scholarship to the United States as an exchange student, it was chemistry that brought me here, a subject that made me deeply unhappy and for which I had absolutely no natural inclinations. So that after two more unhappy years, I said before that I came for 1 year, but not only did I add 1 year, I added more than half a century, because war broke out as I was crossing the Atlantic. And so what was originally a one-year stipend was first extended and eventually transferred into a lifelong stay in the United States.
So your fellowship, your scholarship came in 1938 or 39?
But the scholarship was in preparation in 38 and fell due in 39. I actually, to add a romantic touch, which however is truthful, I left London on the 2nd of September